Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. Today, I'm responding to an email I received from Liania. I hope I didn't butcher the name too much. Liana. She wrote in and said she was a fan of the show. Thank you so much. And that she was wondering if I would share my experience in helping and guiding others to shape their authentic life. What has it been like for you? And what is challenging and rewarding? I love this question because really at the heart of this question is a much deeper conversation about what gets in our way when we are thinking about what we want, when our life isn't exactly where we want it to be. Often our life, as you know, from all the people I interviewed on the podcast, it's really more of a journey. And as much as you find something that makes you happy 6 months from now, 6 years from now, you may wake up and realize you need to make some more changes. So my clients often come to me in that place. They don't know what's off, or they recognize that they want to change their career, but they can't figure out why it's so difficult to answer a simple question of what they want to see different, where they want to go, what's the next steps. Getting real with themselves, determining what's going on, it somehow gets all muddled and they get stuck, right? We start to feel stuck. So what I find really challenging to answer your question is I have to meet them where they are at that point. And for everybody, that's a little different. There's a reason I created the emotional scale. You can figure out what exactly is in your way. If you come to my website, it's a free quiz. Was to help myself diagnose and pinpoint exactly where that person was as quickly as possible. Because when we're stuck, we're often in our heads. We're in our thoughts. We've really merged our thoughts with ourself. We are listening so much to what we're thinking about and what's right and wrong and what's frustrating and what's upsetting and how other people have treated us and how we may feel we'll be rejected or how we're not good enough. And we no longer have access to the deeper self, to the self that is the guiding voice. So when I first meet people, it's challenging to help them recognize that the thoughts that they're having, the ones that are so serious to them in that moment about how they're not good enough, or if they make this move, they'll never succeed, or they really just don't know what they want and they're educated and they've had a big career and the humiliation of that question being so difficult to answer is in their way. So I call them junk food thoughts. We work on specifically exactly how they speak to themselves, the language that they use that stops them from accessing their authentic self. The best way I have to explain it is the blue sky and the clouds. Every day you can look up at the sky and you can say, the sky is cloudy, the sky is gray today. But in fact, if you've ever been on an airplane, the sky is always blue. It's never gray. Those are the clouds. We often do this with ourselves. We confuse the blue sky, the true self, with the thoughts, the things that we're thinking about. And this isn't to say that our minds are not part of who we are. We use our mind to articulate ourselves. But when we are just in our head and we're no longer in that gut sense, that deeper self, that essence of who we are, whatever your belief system is, that your spirit, your soul, is that just how we're designed? It makes no difference to me. But that's the challenge, is getting people out of their heads, out of their narrative, out of their story, and back connected with their deeper self. And for each person, that looks a little different. So I try to work with each person on specifically what's going on. And over a period of time, what's amazing is watching them recognize and get the awareness, okay, this is what I'm saying to myself that leads me to feel rejected all the time or giving me that sense of fear to step forward. Then over the next few weeks, they start to remove those thoughts from their life. They get closer to themselves as they get away from their thinking mind. They can start to unpack where they really are and what's really going on with them. And then to get to the second part of your question, what do I find rewarding? It's that moment. And every single client has it. And it's never clear to me whether they're going to have it in the first few weeks or after a couple months, but they all get there and they have that, oh my God moment. I just found myself. And I know that sounds a little new age and a little fluffy, but I don't mean it that way. I just mean they found their truth. They found the thing that ultimately excites them and turns them, their energy up and makes them feel alive. Now, those thoughts, they want to quickly sabotage that truth. And so we work to keep those thoughts from coming back and derailing them. But that's the best moment. That's what I'm in it for, is one person at a time, client after client, just watching them detach from those thoughts, trust that there's a truth within all of us, tap back into that truth, and then start to speak and use the mind from your deeper self instead of allowing the thoughts to just really squash and diminish the truth that we need to live in. Mind, body, spirit alignment. What people are talking about is that the mind and the spirit are aligned. Your body feels good, relaxed, calm, and at ease. Your spirit is speaking a truth about what you want, and your mind is aligned with both of those things. So that's the moment of deep reward for me. I love doing it, and I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much for writing in. And anybody else out there who's interested in learning more about coaching or wants to hit me up with a question, you can always find me at laura@lauraco.com. I answer all my emails, and thank you so much for tuning in.